Now, if you've never heard of this particular invite, you may not know, okay? This is one of those things, if you know, you know, okay? Then we have an amazing event that is coming up here at the iconic South Fork Ranch for thousands of Texans. This is for Le Dene. And I don't know if my Texan slang will let me say this properly, but it is the Le Dene in Blanc, Dallas. It is a very elegant, all-white attire, secret outdoor party here in Dallas. We have Brittany Montgomery who's joining us here in the Carol the Afternoon News. Thank you so much for the time.
And thank you for having me. And you did pronounce it correctly.
Well, it gives me some confidence on that. But let me say, I mean, this is for people who have heard about it. They always hear about it after the fact. I'm one of those. And I was like, how did everybody get this invite? And I did not hear about it. I like to be in the know. OK, and I know all of our listeners like to be in the know. Tell us a little bit about the specialty of this dinner party. Where did it all originate from?
So Le Dene en Blanc originated in France, of course, in 1988 with Francois Pasquet. And it started as a small gathering of friends who wanted to get together to have a picnic. So Francois said, okay, well, just meet me at this secret location and dress up in all white, and we're going to have a great time. So over the years from that small gathering, it has jumped into a large gathering. And it takes place in 50 plus cities, with Dallas being one of those cities.
So how did you get South Fork to be the home for it this year?
So actually, South Fork was in 2019. So this year in 2024.
Yeah, because this is a secret. Because are you able to say it?
Okay. I didn't realize that it was still a secret. So if you know that it's at South Fork, it's not much of a secret, is it?
You're right.
So, and South Fork in 2019 was an amazing year, and that was iconic to Dallas because of the show Dallas. So kudos to Erica Hicks Anderson and PR Vane for that event. So Erica Hicks Anderson came back in 2024 to put on this phenomenal event. I cannot tell you the secret location because it is a secret, but what I can tell you is that it is iconic to Dallas, and it is going to be a phenomenal experience.
Who typically gets invited to these types of parties?
So the way it works, the tickets are issued in phases. So phase one are the quote-unquote members. Those are the people who have previously attended Dene en Blanc events in that city. So this will be Dallas. Phase two is for their special friends. So each member can sponsor a set number of friends. And then phase three is for those people who, you know, I may have found out in 2023, but I want to go in 2024. So they sign up to be a fan. And so the invite list opens in those different phases. So if you're phase one, of course, you're going to get your ticket first. And then comes phase two. And then phase three is for all those fans who have not attended an event before.
So how many can you hold? I mean, how many people are going to be at this event?
So we have almost 2,000 people that will be attending this event. So, and each year we want it to, of course, grow and grow and grow. So I would say please sign up to be on that phase three invite list for next year.
That is so neat. And so what are these parties like?
They are phenomenal, mainly because that anticipation kind of builds up as you're getting closer, because people try to guess, oh, I think we're going here. Oh, I think we're going there, even up until they arrive at the event. And it's like, oh, I never thought that we would have been here. This is so iconic. This is amazing. And in 2019, South Fork was just amazing. So 2024, we're going to really top that.
What are some of the traditions that happen every single year?
So, of course, we have the napkin wave, which everyone gets their white napkin and they wave it in the air, which signifies dinner is about to begin. And that is a tradition that is held at all Dene en Blanc events, and that, of course, started in Paris. Of course, we have the sparklers, which signifies that it's time to party and it's time to dance, and we are about to play this music and everyone is going to have a great time. And then we have the end of the event where everyone, because we want to leave the place as clean as we found it. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the night, everyone begins to clean up because we want the Neon Blanc to be a community event. And we leave the community just as clean or as cleaner as we found it before.
For people who don't know who Erica Hicks Anderson is, can you also share with them that?
Of course. So Erica Hicks Anderson is the CEO and founder of PR Vane. She is a public relations phenomenal. So she has planned events such as helped with planning New York Fashion Week, Milan Fashion Week. She has done major events across not just in the United States, but also across the world. And of course, she was the phenomenal talent behind the 2019 event at South Park Ranch.
So the event itself, it's kind of interesting in just reading how this thing, everyone, every guest sets up their own stuff, right? Their own tables and everything. And it's fascinating that you don't just arrive. You got to arrive, you got to work, and then you get to have fun.
Yes. So and you know what? The guests love that work because we see some of the most elaborate table decorations. So we see some people who come with like a life-size Eiffel Tower, and then some people come with, they will have their sets of friends, and you can sit together with your friends and they create these elaborate table designs that will take up like 3 to 4 tables that, you know, creates this phenomenal dinner experience. So while it may seem like work, they really enjoy like, okay, this event is coming up. What are we going to do to top the next year as far as decorations?
That's what I remember now, my train of thought. I was wanting to ask, does the dinner cuisine change every year?
So it does. We still keep it French inspired because it is a French inspired event. But of course, some of the things may change, but we do try to bring it back to that French inspiration because just to pay homage to 1988 with the first Le de Neon Blanc with Francois.
Do you still have organizations, companies, areas that want to host this event? Are they lining up to take part?
So because we built that brand in Dallas, we do have companies that want to say, hey, we were a part of 2019. We would love to come back and help you or sponsor this and that. So, yes, we do try to keep that brand equity going. And that's what we're really all about. And that's why we want to continue to top the event as the years go on.
Love it. Love it. Brittany, was there anything else you want our listeners to know?
So just to sign up for that phase 3 invite so that they too could be a part of Le de Neon Blanc Dallas in 2025, just to be a part of that experience and to look out for 2024, it is going to be epic.
I love it. I love it. I'm already going to start looking for my all white. I'm just going to speak into existence that I can be there. Brittany, thank you so much for your time. That is Brittany Montgomery here on KRLD.